As an example of what Porcelain Audio can do for you and your company, this is a fictional podcast for a fictional hedge fund and is for demonstration purposes only. No inference about any financial positions or analysis should be drawn. That was the average hedge fund return in 2006, according to Hedge Funds Research Incorporated. And while that is no doubt an impressive number, we here at Samarkand Capital Investments pride ourselves on being held to a higher standard. We don't take the normal course, the typical route, and be satisfied achieving industry norms. Our high standards represent the solid, hard work of over 400 people. Hello, I'm Kyle T. Matheson, the CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Samarkand Capital Investments, and I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes about the key people who control the investing strategies in our firm. Last year, these people achieved a return of almost 23%. The year before, 2005, our return was 24%. In our nine-year history, we have always matched or exceeded the market average, and in eight of those years, we outperformed it. That's what we do for our clients. Samarkand Capital Investments is a multi-strategy hedge fund. We focus on emerging markets, foreign currency, real estate, natural gas, and distressed securities. Episode number 2 deals with actual investing strategies. This episode is to introduce you to the players. Doug James is our emerging markets manager and has been with us from the start. Doug was the CFO of Amazon Bank of Brazil, the second largest Brazilian bank, for 14 years and has an in-depth understanding of South American markets. His experience in foreign and emerging markets, allied to astute investing, has meant that Doug has consistently had annual returns of 18% or greater. For the past few years, Doug has focused on India and China and will continue to do so this year while also diversifying into other markets. Anne Tremont runs our foreign currency department. Anne has been with us for 4 years and previously was with the Standard Bank of Miami, where she was head of foreign exchange for 6 years. A summa cum laude graduate of the Wharton School, where she is a guest lecturer in private wealth management, Anne has an aggressive approach to trading in foreign currency and accurately predicted the fall of the yen last year. In her 4 years, Anne's returns have always exceeded 25%, which is all the more remarkable given the volatility of the foreign currency markets in the last 2 years. Ruth Capello is the head of our real estate department, and we are lucky to have her. She joined us last year, and in her first year, her real estate investments returned 28%, a remarkable result in a volatile market. A Chicago native who has worked in Boston, New York, and Los Angeles, Ruth is familiar with the markets in these cities. What makes Ruth special is that in addition to the intricacies of the real estate business, she also understands the temperamental swings of the stock market. Already, Ruth's numbers for this year are far ahead of projections. Stephen Carriger directs our natural gas department. With us for 3 years, and formerly the COO of Gastron Energy Trading for 10 years, Stephen did a wonderful job in a down market last year after hurricanes Katrina and Rita. When many other single-strategy natural gas hedge funds were hit hard with the fall of natural gas prices, Stephen was expertly positioned and his return last year was 12%. This figure far exceeds industry averages for the year. In 2005, Stephen returned a whopping 31%. Trading in energy is substantially riskier than other markets, but we know we have the right manager in Stephen Carriger. Lastly, we come to David Tannenbaum, who is an acknowledged industry expert with distressed securities. David has been with Samarkand Capital Investments since the beginning and has a very solid background in this business for over 35 years. Last year, David's strategies and trades returned 22%, and his returns have always exceeded 20%. David joined Samarkand from the First American National Bank of New York, where for 15 years he had been head of securities, managing over 3,000 people. He has consistently achieved maximum recoveries in complex restructurings. As the CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Samarkand Capital Investments, I wanted to take this time to introduce you to our key people, because I know and trust these people. They are superb performers, and the future of Samarkand Capital Investments has never been stronger. With $40 billion in assets under management, over 400 employees, and a 23% return last year, we are going from strength to strength. We invite you to contact us to explore your investment goals more fully. I'm Kyle T. Matheson, and I thank you for taking the time to listen.